FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Authorities in the Eastern Cape have described the deadly snow and flood disaster as the worst they've ever seen.
For me, it's a really, really first of its kind. As far as I'm aware, there could be other accounts probably in the history of our province and the country.
The death toll from Tuesday's severe storm has climbed to 49, with the figure expected to rise as search and rescue efforts continue in the Orotombo District Municipality. Disaster teams are in the process of relocating scores of displaced residents, and the Gift of the Givers are also on the ground providing relief. The torrential rains, heavy winds and snow led to flooding and power outages. The province's premier, Oscar Mabuyane, says significant progress has been made to restore power. Now, infrastructure technical teams have been dispatched across the province.
At this stage, 20 health facilities have suffered damages to varying levels. In terms of road infrastructure, engineers are on the ground assessing the impact and extent of the damage on our road network, including rural roads.
More than 58 schools have been damaged, affecting more than 6,000 pupils. The search is also continuing for four school children whose scholar transport vehicle was swept away by floodwaters in Mthatha. Basic Education Minister Sibuya Gwarube says the weather in the Eastern Cape and KZN will have a great impact on the school curriculum. Just speaking to the SABC.
Because some of the roofs have been blown away, there's been tremendous damage to the actual infrastructure of the building. And so some of the schools are probably going to have to ask some learners to stay away and while they're still doing mop-up operations. So it has a knock-on effect, really a massive domino effect if you are unable to do your internal exams at the time that is prescribed.
And here in KZN, a woman and a man who is believed to have been her son have been shot dead in Hillary. Emergency teams say they found the 60-year-old mother and the man, who appears to have been in his 30s, unresponsive in their Sarnia Road home last night. The motive for the shootings isn't yet known. ALS paramedic spokesperson Gareth Jameson.
Paramedics responded to numerous calls of a shooting incident. On arrival, paramedics found SAPS already in attendance and were shown into her house. Two people who had sustained gunshot wounds to their heads. Paramedics assessed both of them, however, they showed no signs of life and both were declared deceased on the scene.
And the U.S. has ordered the evacuation of non-essential staff from its embassy in Baghdad in Iraq, citing security concerns. The move comes after President Donald Trump said he was less confident about reaching a new nuclear deal with Iran.
Well, they are being moved out because it could be a dangerous place and we'll see what happens. But they are being, we've given notice.
Tehran and Washington have held five rounds of talks to thrash out a new agreement to replace an accord that Trump abandoned during his first term in 2018. Under the 2015 deal, Iran agreed to limit its nuclear activities in exchange for relief from sanctions. In the event of a conflict, Iran has said it will target U.S. military bases in the region if Israel strikes Tehran's facilities. Back home, we've got a high of 22 degrees in Durban today, Richards Bay 21, Maritzburg 19. For the Newswatch team, I'm Natara Nadesan.
And coming up in your sports, Chippa United have announced a new coach. Kagiso Rabada leads South Africa on day one against Australia in the World Test Championship. And the PSL playoffs kick off with Kazakh Stars and Orbit College in a goalless draw.